This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by The Novel Notebook. With each character and each setting, hundreds of details must be compiled and organized. Far too many for a writer, like you, to keep them cataloged in your brain. The Novel Notebook provides the answer. Visit www.fictionwriterspodcast.com/novel and quickly discover how to organize your materials and take your novel to the next level. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
Archetypes could be the key to taking your novel to being a classic. That's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Lana McCara, and welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast, tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Archetypes. I've heard people talk about archetypes two ways. First of all, they think it's creating stereotypes, and that it's boring, and that it's cliche, and that a professional writer doesn't do it. Well, it depends on how you're using them. If you see archetypes as stereotypes and something negative, you don't really understand what it is, because the main classics of our day are full of archetypes. Star Wars, full of archetypes. The Wizard of Oz, full of archetypes. It's a Wonderful Life, the old Christmas movie, classic every year in many households, full of archetypes. And so are many of the TV series that we absolutely love. Lucifer, massively successful. It's full of archetypes. And so what are they really? What are archetypes? Well, archetypes are simply roles. What role, what part does a person play in the story? Well, there's some larger strokes we could talk about. Is this person a protagonist, which means a positive hero type character? The main character of the story is usually a protagonist, and this is the person who triumphs in the end, protagonist. Or is this person an antagonist? Antagonist, which is against. So this person, the antagonist, is working against the other person. The hero of the story, the main character, has someone working against him. That person may be a villain or maybe not. Maybe just somebody who has a goal that is at cross purposes with them. So then you have your side characters, and there are a lot of archetypes that are used as side characters in a book or a movie. A side characters could be a best friend. It could be a love interest who's not a main character, but more of a side character that rounds out the life of someone. There are so many. There are the child. There's the old man. There's all these different side characters that you could have. And that this is about the role that they play. Now, under the protagonist, which I'm going to talk about most today, there are many, many, many types of protagonists. And I'm just going to call out some of them. Number one, the Messiah. A Messiah is a person who has a calling. They come in to the world through some miraculous birth, and then they go to save the world in a bigger cause, a Messiah. And so we see the Messiah in many different kinds of things. The Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. In the Lord of the Rings, it's Aragorn. And in Star Wars, it's Anakin Skywalker. They are messianic protagonists. The chief. This is the CEO and the boss. The reluctant hero, the guy who sees the thing happening that he has to take a part in to help and conquer, but he doesn't want to do it. Reluctant hero. They're oftentimes comic, but sometimes they are tragic. They end up in places they never wanted to be, and they're scared, but they keep going. The clumsy hero, the guy who tries to pull out his gun and shoots himself in the foot, that kind of guy. That's also comic. The best friend, the born loser. The born loser, he can never get it right. And then the expert, which would be like a professor or some kind of a genius person that could be the main character. A competitor would be a sports person or someone in a beauty contest, whatever. The Avenger. This is more of a dark character. This person is trying to right wrongs and get justice. The loose cannon. And we love those in police procedural books and movies where the guy will pick a lock, he'll climb in the window. He does all these outrageous things that real policemen could never do, but he does. The haunted hero has got a troubled past. Think Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a haunted hero. They've got all this baggage from pain of their past. The honest thief. This guy is actually a criminal, but with a good heart. And the lovable rogue. This person is kind of like Crocodile Dundee or the Saint, if you've seen any of the Saint movies. The lovable rogue, they live outside of society's norms, but they are good people. Even though they break the law and they do these other things, we still do resonate with them. We kind of wish we could be one. Another one is the humbled hero, someone who has fallen, and now they're coming back, trying to come back. The nice jock, this is an athletic person who's really nice to be around. All the girls falling all over the guy or the guys over the girl, whatever. And this is a jock, a nice jock. And then the nerd. We see the nerd in so many different subgenres, all these different kinds of nerds. I mean, you could have the whiz kid. You could have the hermit genius. You could have the prodigy. So look at all the different types. All the different roles of these various archetypes. I haven't even gone through the whole list. I'm reading off from the course, my course, How to Write a Novel That Sells. There are over 50 of them. And each one has a little different nuance, a little different flavor. And so when you get clear on the archetype of your characters, then you have kind of an idea of how to frame them. Now, within that archetype, let's say you have a nerd in your book. Each of them has a personality. The archetype does not have anything to do with their personality. It has to do with the role they play. Is this nerd guy who's brilliantly smart, is he outgoing or introverted? Does he have a lot of friends or no friends? What does he do for fun when he's not working on his genius projects? What does he do then? This whole personality, what is his background? What is his baggage? What is his goals in life? Where does he see himself in 10 years, in 20 years? So you build a personality. You start your archetype with just this little bubble, this framework. And then you populate the person, the character, with personality traits and background and friends and environment and all of these different facets of the person's personality. So archetypes are not stereotypical. They do not create cliche characters. Archetypes are a way of getting clear on the roles of your various characters. And even small side characters can be an archetype. Everyone in the book could be an archetype because you're clarifying to the reader, who is this person and what is their position in the book? And you're doing it without telling them. You're doing it in the planning phase to help you get clear on how you're going to present this person and what character traits you're going to highlight and which ones you're going to let be in the background, in the 3D world of the character. I hope that helps you today. My name is Lana McCara. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.